Welcome to this call today on muscles and ligaments and bones. So this is a very, it's our last call, and it's a call that we're working with the very, very deep vibrations in the body. So I would like to do a little bit of toning before we start and just allow yourself to receive the vibration and any of the issues that you're suffering that are in the denser parts of the body. So we're going to address these areas today. Take a deep breath. The body is mainly made out of water. About, we say an adult is 70% water, and babies are about 90% water. So when we take away the blood and the lymph, which is really about, for a man, it's about 5 to 6, maybe 7 liters, and a woman is a lot less, 4 to 5 liters of blood, then we just are left with a tremendous amount of material, which is the bones and the muscles and the ligaments and the organs. And even there's a lot of water still. And at the same time, we think that the body is so dense. And we believe that whatever is so tangibly solid to our touch, that is changing with a slow speed, that it's, or it cannot change at all. So that's the deeper belief. So right now, collectively, we're just going to question that and open ourselves to the fact that, the bones are mainly made out of space. And any bone diseases are mostly are space issues. There's too much space in the bones. And so the bones are not as solid as we think they are, although they appear very hard. So right now, today, for this call, we're going to allow, again, your higher self, your higher intelligence to sequence this healing, and may it happen directly in the call or afterwards, or even days and weeks afterwards, or even months, as it often happens. And allowing everybody that has written in also to be participating here today. And if there are any particular questions that you want to email in to Kim, it's teamaratima@shaw.ca, teamaratima@shaw.ca. And if you write to me the Q&A, please keep it really short so I can read it with ease. If you want to raise your hand, it's star 2. That will show a little hand on my panel, and I can see that you would like to talk to me. So thank you for being here for this last call. And let's together go through some of the main things that are just being very aligned. Your skeletal system has to be very in a proper position. Any kind of deviation that will cause stressors and problems on all levels. It's literally like the Leaning Tower in Pisa in Italy. When something is off alignment, sooner or later, you know, we'll see some trouble with that. So the alignment is most importantly energetically. So allow yourself to either see, feel the internal core line that moves through the center of your body from the middle of the crown chakra, coming from infinity down and running through the center of your head, the center of your heart, the center of your belly, going down through the perineum and down into the earth and beyond. In the earth, we want to be very well anchored. We're making just touching the center very consciously, knowing that we're very anchored there in the 5D quality of the earth, and knowing that earth is giving us a solidity and is helping us to rebuild tissues or remove inflammations and participate in the healing specifically today, because hers is density. And at the same time, then we're going to make sure that our head kind of sits really freely on top of the top of the spine. There is a couple of vertebrae, the atlas and the axis. The atlas looks like a round loop, and the axis goes underneath. The second one goes like a little stick that moves through, and then your head kind of is sitting at the end there on top of the spine, and allowing that to sit really nicely. And let's open up to the cosmic frequencies, white, golden light from above, to come through the crown chakra and washing through all the cells, and let it move right through the denser parts of you, the ligaments and the bones and the muscles, and it's just pushing through. The light is just flowing through and washing through the legs, through the feet, out downwards. And we're clearing known and unknown limitations, blocks. And if there's anything that we have going on regarding self-sabotage, just allowing that to either be acknowledged or just putting it on the shelf, or right now just saying, I'm done with this. Again, I'm just going to release this. I am ready to love myself. I can look myself in the mirror and just love all of me, which includes all the people, all the situations, and all the diseases and problems, and just being okay and letting the light participate in all those events, and letting the light flow through all these areas in your life, within you and around you. So we're working with the bones. We're going to do some ancestral healing. allowing the ancestors that live in the bones, in the teeth, to find peace. We with our ancestors with us, we with ourselves, with our history, with the human history, with our past, with our future, and with our present. Coming to peace with that. Standing strong in life itself, accepting it as it is. Beautiful, there you go. Strong resilience to what is here in this moment, and a soft heart. Some of you are starting to clear some inflammation right now, so let's continue with that, to clear inflammation, which has to do with your pains as well. There's pain that can be from dryness, often it is from inflammation. And allow yourself to be loose in the sitting. That means keep adjusting, micro-adjustments of your posture, of maybe the tension you're holding in your arms and legs and your face. Let your face melt. Let the skin be gently wrapping around everything without any stress. We're increasing circulation in the muscles now and in the ligaments. I'm going to clean the bone marrows, and some people have bone marrow issues. Which includes leukemia and such other deviations. Allowing the bone marrow to find its sweet spot of proper blood production. And youthfulness, and allowing the bones now to move into a sense of sturdiness but flexible, like a bamboo. It bends, it never breaks. Not like a chalk that seems very hard but it cracks with ease. So flexibility, a warmth in the bones, a kindness. So now we're going to clear kinetic impacts from accidents, anything that you have encountered, big accidents, small little dents. And you can put your attention on whatever that is for you that's coming up right now for a few seconds, allowing that to be cleared. Yeah, take a deep breath. So we're coming to ligament injuries and also surgery. I know there's requests regarding post-surgery assistance in the shoulder. And if you have any other surgery that is still sort of lingering as an issue, as a feeling, as a sensation, as a pain, allowing that to clear. And just like water, it just flows away. Now, any joint and muscle stiffness, which is arthritis, often too much air, too much heat, inflammation, toxins, allowing that to begin to move and clear, becoming flexible again, youthful, embracing your youth, tapping back into that spirit of jumping and ease, not even thinking about the body. So now requesting directly a skeletal alignment to the best ability of present moment, allowing the bones to move into their original blueprint, that is your perfect blueprint. And that includes bunions, which means is the toe and the first big joint on the right foot, on the left foot. And all the fascia around it to release any inflammation in there, and also shortening of the fascia. So to clean out the joint there. And I'm just going to bring a beautiful yellow light into the area of the, where the bunion area would be. Beautiful. We'll come to osteoporosis, which is really a lack of bone density. So if your bones are a little too spacious, we're going to ask for densification, rebuilding bones. Good. Beautiful. Now we're going to work directly with the left hip joint. This is for a person in Finland. That's allowing to release the pain there. And we're going to work with the C1 and C2, the occiput area. I'm going to bring stability into that whole area, allowing specifically for this person to come to a stable structure, too much flexibility, clearing the fear, the sensitivity, and requesting, when I request from the psychic surgeon team to assist this person, her name is Leslie, with a bandaging. An etheric bandaging of support that will help her until the whole body is catching up and her psyche and her spirit is catching up with this healing. May this be in place for 3 weeks, maximum 7 weeks, and be monitored by her higher self, so that she can return to a normal life, which has been very debilitating for her. Okay. Thank you. Let's go through each individual person now. And if you can make it as short as possible so that I can address as many people as possible, that would be beautiful. Thank you. And I'm going to unmute Shelley. And I know you're always very brief, so what can we do today? Hi, Shelley.
Yeah, I've been rear-ended time, so my neck, I've been told the bones are pretty much fusing together, and scoliosis at the back.
Ah.
And then and feet issues with, you know, flying and being on my feet all the time.
Okay, the fusing. Okay, so... can you touch that area in the neck where you have that?
Yeah.
Okay. I see it on the right side if I look from you behind. So we're just going to ask for the bones to not go into, stop reacting. Stop reacting and just remain, each vertebrae remain autonomous and flexible and safe. They almost, it's like birds that are huddling together, you know, like all these vertebrae. So allowing them to separate and just allow them to be flexible in their natural way. So your whole spine, everybody on the call, supporting your natural curvature. Okay, and with you, Shelley, we're just going to move to this thought that your work is hard. It's a thought. We're not going to have that anymore.
Perfect.
And you can, your body can be at ease, and you're, okay, we're moving through the skeleton here again, clearing for everybody. And your head seems to go a little bit towards the right. Is that correct? Do you have it a little bit over to the right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask it to align more straight up. There you go.
Okay.
That feels better to me. Okay. Okay, we'll keep running these energies for everybody through the entire call. So we'll keep revisiting this issue over and over again. Okay, Shelley? Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. So, and this is in Bedford, 60371. Hello.
Hi, Ratima. It's Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Hi there. What can
Hi,
we do? Hi there. Yeah.
My mom, she had an injury at work at the end of January and has a fracture on her left metatarsal. I was wondering if you could maybe help her with that a little bit. She's now partially weight-bearing and in PT, but it's still pretty painful for her to do any weight-bearing at all. So.
You know, I'd love to, but I have to be fair to everybody else. Once we work with everybody else on the call, that wouldn't be fair. Why don't you put a little note on the healing group, and I'll address it there. But,
okay.
But yeah, okay. Is there something that can do for you directly?
Sure. I have an old injury in my left knee that still kind of gives me issues.
Okay. Let's touch that area for a moment. So right now there's no pain?
No.
Okay. So what if this experience right now would be permanent? Could you allow that to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound very convincing.
I'd like to.
I'd like to, but can you say yes? Like, surely, yes, this is what I want. I choose to always feel this good in my knee. Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's better. And any reasons that you might need this pain, allowing that to clear as well. Okay. Good, I went into the heart a little bit. Thank you, Leslie. Okay, bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye. And this is Kasri. Hi, Kasri.
Hi,
I think we're working on teeth today, right?
Yeah, it's receding gums, and it's become painful the past few days where it's all below the gum line, like the entire kind of jawline. There's been some sharp pains above and below.
I think you're eating a lot of fruit right now. Is that true?
I was on a juice fast, and I'm off of it now.
Yeah, that will cause a lot of bacteria, and because fruit is pure as sugar. So this is, if you can sort of move towards bitters for a little bit to really assist the body eliminate the toxins. So let's eliminate some toxins here. Okay, and some anxiety. I'm just going to go into the gum line. Maybe touch some of that area for a moment as well. And we're just going to clean that out. Is the pain going down a little bit now?
Well, it actually had stopped before the call.
Oh, that's good.
It stopped a few hours ago, but it comes and goes.
Yeah, I've been noticing it actually already, like during the night. So there's a lot of stuff. Like I was very busy during the night. There's so many issues coming up from everybody. It was a very, very busy night. Like, okay, there's a lot of work today. So yeah, okay. So let's strengthen the whole bone of the tooth itself, like the bone of the tooth down there, which has to do with it's a form of osteoporosis when we have it in the tooth area. Okay, and clear all sources of that known and unknown through all dimensions. There you go, that shifted right there. Could you sense that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good, Kasri. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, bye. Okay, and we're going to work with Diana. Hello, Diana. Hello, hi there.
Hi, Rasma. Can you
hear me? Yes, I can.
Okay, I want to ask about my upper spine. Since I was a child, I did not practice good posture as a student, constantly leaning over the books, et cetera. And my forward bend from my upper back through my neck is very pronounced. Now, is there any way to straighten that to where it should be, or...
We can try it like this. I'm really good with it in doing in person, but let's try this. Is it like you're saying, you have sort of, you're bending forward, and then when you put your head up, there's a curve, right?
Yes. Yeah, even when I attempt to straighten my posture, still
like a hump. Well, you're
exactly.
You're already older, right? So this is a very set. What I need you to do for a moment to forget yourself. To really know that you have this problem, that you are Diana, and that how old you are, all that has to go. So you can dip into possibilities that are not frozen in time, okay? So for everybody who needs to make a shift, like I said, from something that appears so dense, and open that up. And I have I see a lot of surgeons present today, I guess, because we're doing bones. So I'm asking them to support you right now. And there are one on either side. And you might feel some pressure on the side of the neck. Can you feel some pressure right now?
No.
You don't feel it. Okay. And allow yourself to even move your head a little bit, like the neck, and just move. It's almost like everything coming more fluid. Good. And then we're just going to go into your mind. And take the doubt out. And all causes that made you slump forward, where you hid and didn't stand in your beauty and power upright, just showing up more as that. Just let your light shine in your heart. Okay, so I'm also asking for this to continue to be worked on during this call. Thank you. Okay,
thank you,
Diana. Okay. Okay, and we have in Milwaukee, 41422. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, who's that?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Aratima, I would appreciate assistance in shifting out of an experience involving my left inner ear, specifically the loss of balance sensation felt in my head, along with diminished hearing.
Oh, did you have an impact, or did it just come up suddenly for you?
It came up around the same time as a few other issues back in 2009, February.
And if you don't want to share them, was this a circumstantial thing or more of a physical other issue?
Other issue. I lost hair on my left eyebrow, a persistent runny nose.
Oh, okay. Left. Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Okay, if you can just sort of put your hand onto the left area there. Okay. Well, this is a stroke event you had in a past life as you died from it. So I'll clear that for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling dizzy right now, or are you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay, you can take your hand down. I'm just going to ask now for balance to be restored. And you said there was hearing loss as well?
Yes, diminished hearing. There's a feeling of fullness, and I also experience an intermittent ringing in that ear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just going to go in there and move things a little bit around. Almost something is sitting too low, that it looks like to me. There you go. Did you have a sensation of some sort or some kind of experience?
No.
No, okay. And right now there's no dizziness?
Correct.
Okay, if you stood up, you would be dizzy, or it just comes on suddenly, yeah?
Yes, intermittently. It's always, though, I'm always sensing it in the background as I move about my day.
Right. Okay, let me check in the aura behind you and just remove anything else that has integrated with you, with your permission. And, okay, and now we're going to do some other work in the aura around you. There you go. And now it's spiraling around you, going clockwise, up, asking for alignment. Good. And what I would do if I was you, I would massage the toes, like the little toes inside the webbings and around the toes. Have a look under foot reflexology and find where the ears are, and just really massage this area over and over again. Open up from a far distance this area, because your little toes actually, and you know, if you didn't have them, people would fall over. They're really important for walking. It has to do with balance. So there's a relationship also with these little toes and the ears. So you can do something on your own to keep improving the situation.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ritama. I appreciate your brilliance.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. And there's somebody, I can't tell who that is. There's no number, no nothing. Hello, can you hear me?
Is it me?
Yes. Yeah, somebody anonymous. Cindy. Who's that?
Cindy.
Oh, okay. You're in a different spot. Okay.
Yeah, I had to connect by Skype today for some reason. I couldn't get through on the web call. But anyway.
Okay, here we are.
Yeah, here I am. Okay, so I want to talk about muscles because I'm experiencing a lot of muscle wastage. Mm-hmm. And I know it's got to do with my weight. I'm really battling to put on weight. It doesn't matter what I do. So I don't know what is happening.
You're post-menopause too, right? Yeah.
I am, yes.
Yeah. Okay, there's some constitutions, they lose muscle faster and more quickly, and they really have to work on keeping it on. So I would just say if you, inflammation also is an issue that can waste muscles away. But if you can do a regular something that really has to do with weight bearing, that would be really good to give your muscles something to do. Do you sit a lot? You sit a lot, right, Cindy?
Yeah, but I do a lot of weights.
You do weights. Oh, that's good. And
you're not
putting on a... Okay. Well, that's an area I know quite well through my partner. So there are different muscle fibers, you know, and they do different functions. So you might want to, if you don't put on muscle, you want to maybe do very slow movement. You may be making them too fast. And you want to maybe do lots of repetitions until you basically default and very slow. You get a real big burn, you know. And you might want to kind of sign up maybe Jason's YouTube channel. He has a lot of information on how to build muscle. That's really what he does. So that's on to the side. So we're going to ask for inflammation to be continuously removed because I still see a little bit. And then inside the intelligence of the muscle itself, and muscle is governed by Mars, the planet Mars, so allowing to bring some balance and harmony between you and this archetypal force that runs the blood and the muscles, give you strength and determination. Can you feel this right now, Cindy? Okay.
I was actually also wondering, I mean, I need to be putting on at least 10 kilograms of weight, and I'm just not happening.
Because it has, yeah, you don't want to put on fat. You want to build, you want to put on muscle. And for women, a little bit of fat, but not just fat, right? Because that's, so it's not happening. Okay. Is your digestion kind of off right now?
It's off most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not really absorbing nutrients. Okay. So let's go. And that is, again, also something we have to do for Kavita. She has also allergies, which is really an issue with digestion. So let's, again, do some leaky gut issue, healing the guts, healing the stomach, healing the intestines, the colon, because that's where all diseases start, right? If you don't have food, you can't build a body. Your body is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, walking around, and whatever you eat, you become. If you are not putting on proper weight, then the foods you're eating aren't really the right foods also. So you have to kind of see what is it that nourishes you more. And try things out. Don't go by the books.
Mm.
You know, so. So just, want to go into the muscles right now. And removing some kind of, it's a lethargy or something in there. It's like a, looks like a film, like a, want to allow that to clear. And if your muscles are kind of stiff a little bit, are they stiff as well? Are you stiff in the body?
Sometimes, yes, especially depending on the exercise that particular day. The muscle is stiff the next day.
Okay, yeah, well, that's a good stiffness. Yeah, yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, so we're just going to do a little quantum work here and ask the muscles to return to their beautiful full capacity for everybody on the call. And I want you to also feel almost like that you're filling up and filling out and feeling well nourished. You're choosing that. You're choosing that. You're choosing that. Instead of thinking all the time that, oh, I'm too skinny. This is not good. So bring your attention to, because I think that's what you do. Bring your attention to, yeah, it's like, you know, look like a kid looking forward to Christmas. All they can think of is about Christmas, right? So you're going to, all you can think about is like, wow, it feels so good. My body's getting stronger. Yeah. Okay. I'll leave you with this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye. Okay. This is David. Hi, David in St. Louis. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Yes, I'm interested in being healed of unconscious patterns. Some I see in myself, but most I don't. But I see in family members or people I've encountered over my life. In particular, I'm concerned about paranoia. I don't experience myself as paranoid, but I have repeatedly encountered paranoid people.
Yeah.
My brother had mild paranoia. Mm. His wife had has much more severe paranoia.
I think we talked about it a little bit about it last time with the hypochondriac as tendencies, right? Remember that?
Yes.
Yes.
We talked about the hypochondria.
It's a form of paranoia as well, and you know, it's just a kind of that's specifically related to the body, but you know, but there's other paranoias about other things. So right now in this moment, let's do this, and I want you to take a deep breath, okay? And I'm going to put my hand on your solar plexus, and for everybody who has any fear, well, let's invite. What you really need is inviting an okayness with that. Just become okay with that. This is what I experience. This is what people experience. Let's, for a moment, not fix it. Let's just know that grace made it so, And there's a beauty in that as well. And we don't understand because we see things a little too darkly. It's like the room is too dark. Things are shadowy. So just kind of bring more wisdom to it and more love and compassion. And know that we are safe, and that things that appear scary to people, it's not comfortable. It's a deep suffering, but we're just going to honor that for each individual human being, because we are mortal as the physical body, and that is something we can be paranoid about. But we can also accept it and honor it and know that we're safe in that. So I'm going to transmit this in a different way right now through the crown chakra. So maybe you won't catch it that easily, but just allowing yourself to receive that, yeah. I'm going to do a little bit deeper healing as you as a little child. And I see you sort of swept up like two big hands of the Divine Mother, and you're in it. Okay, David?
Yeah.
Thank you. We're just going to allow that to keep working away deep into your heart, into your soul, and so that you are a walking being of peace and okayness, and then the others will find solace in you being at peace within yourself. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, David. Thanks. Okay, and this is Lydia in Colorado. Hello.
Hello, Rathima.
Hi there.
I'd like for you to look into, I had the surgery back in 2008. It was a tubal ligation elective surgery. And after that surgery, I just never felt the same. I started having issues on my left hip. I developed this weird immune thing where I started building scar tissue internally, and things were, I mean, it was just horrible. And I think I still have remnants of, you know, ongoing problems from that.
I've heard this a few times. I've had people in my practice come with the same problem. Because we're actually interrupting an energy flow. You know, we're just cutting something off, and then, you know, normal biological functions can't take place. So if you're very sensitive and you've already experienced yourself as an energetic being, so people are very dense and they just think they're the physical body, well, then you just cut something off. It doesn't matter. But if you are already experiencing yourself as in more in a flow way, suddenly this little string or whatever they use nowadays, they think these clamps, basically that is going to be for you a signal to not run energy there, and you start to interrupt your entire system.
Mm-hmm.
So we can correct that. We can correct that. If you can help me to put your hand on that tube area where that surgery was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so let me just kind of... Okay. Yeah, and it's interrupting energies in the back as well. Okay, so I'm going to ask for you as consciousness to ignore the physical item and to continue to flow and move and be free. Just know that you're none of these things. And your immune system kind of toning down its hostile response. Take a deep breath. Do you feel the shift right now? Can you?
Yeah, it's like a sharp pain in the back.
Yeah,
like
is it?
Darkness.
Okay, which part of the back is
in
the
there? It's on the in my right side. Gosh, I can touch it, but it's towards the lower in a rib area.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's what I saw right away, and I'm not sure why that's there, what that has to do with it, but let me kind of investigate what your body's doing here. There you go. I can just see that it's like a line, and we're just going to clear that out. Maybe it's like an echo of some sort. I'm not sure. Okay, it's going through the aura in the back. Good. Now the energy is flowing up from the behind you upwards. I don't know if you can feel that.
Yeah, the pain's gone. That sharpness is gone.
Beautiful. Okay, good. Good. Ah, now it's coming to me, sharpness. You see, there's always a cut that's being made or something, you know, like there's instruments and your body is watching, you know. Let's say you are very sensitive. You're in this, I was a nurse, right? I would watch surgeries and I wasn't very nice back then. I'm talking about the 80s, how doctors talked and all this. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, the person's listening, right? So, allowing everything to clear for everybody in terms of any, people, doctors, instruments, invasive procedures that have been done to you, to let them go and clear and dissipate, neutralize, and just be free and autonomous again in your own energy flow, coherent, electromagnetic fields, stable and balanced, and proper boundaries. Go ahead.
After that surgery, I had this strong feeling that I had been violated in some way.
Yeah. There you go. And that's why you keep protecting yourself with extra scar tissue. You don't have to. So proper boundaries, I was just saying those words. Just knowing that your boundaries are safe, you know where to put them, and then that it is okay. And forgive yourself also and the doctors that this was a drama you both played together that was rooted probably in some other situation in another life, and that we don't have to make it more than it is. You know, just kind of allowing that to be okay. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like I have blocked intentionally, even, you know, that anger that I still had over those doctors.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you know, no, they wouldn't have done anything to you if you hadn't gone there and said, please do this to me. So forgive yourself as well, right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And there's somebody that has a 417. Oops, very sharp sound. I'm going to have to unmute that. I'm sorry. We're going to go to Seattle. That might be Joanne. Is that correct? Oh, no, or Deb. Who's that?
It's Joanne.
Joanne. Hi there. Hello.
I have a situation with my neck. It's a genetic defect, I'm told, and I go out of alignment very easily. I was wondering if Shelley's healing helped that, or do I need something additional?
Yeah, let's do this again. We have another lady that I was talking about, Leslie. She has also very out of alignment issues. If you can just touch that area, and if it's genetic, we're just going to ask for it to show on the DNA, and I'm seeing it on the left side, on your mother's side. Making a correction on 7 and 1. Good. I don't know if you could feel that. It's kind of subtle but deep. And we can take your hand away, and right now in this moment, allowing for inviting stability between the head and the rest of the body, knowing that they belong together and that they're always in alignment. Strengthening the ligaments, and I can see the joints are, what's the word? You know how when sometimes the jaw has a little dip at the end, when these people always put their jaw out, it kind of gets worn out, and so it goes out easier and easier. That's what it looks like to me. It's almost like the grooves are down, and then we're going to ask for these areas to rebuild the tissue, the bone tissue, so everything sits better. Let's take a deep breath and just allow that to come true for you. Okay, it was very subtle. I felt the DNA shift at the end there. I couldn't quite catch it. Did you notice something, Joanne?
I noticed it. It was very faint, very deep.
Yeah, it was very deep. Yeah, okay. And even when I look into your crown, it's almost like the left side. It's almost like I want to make a correction. Allow the energy from the neck to go through properly Go a little bit over to the left here. See if you can feel that. Allow all the cranial bones and all that to align with the neck area and allow that to move out and reflect it in the aura. There you go. That's good. That's better. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, very good. Good.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're welcome, Joanne. Good job. Okay, and we have in Rio Piedras, Escalera. Am I saying that? Hello, it's Walter, right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. Hello. Nice to talk to you. What can we do together?
Okay, I was completely fine, and last week I started with very heavy sinuses problem, and 2 days 2 days ago, burning sensation in my urinary system, but not affected in urinated, and last night pain in my heart area.
Okay, a few things. Sinus. Okay. Okay, let's just remove any inflammation and just sort of like there's a bit of congestion in the lower body here. Going to open up the whole pathway. There you go. Yeah, it's a little bit of an infection, right? Yeah, I can feel that. There you go. There's a clearing right now. Could you feel that somewhere in your body? Maybe you felt it somewhere else.
Not really. No.
Not really. Yeah. I remember you. It's more difficult for you. Okay. And the pain in the heart. Could you touch your heart for a moment?
Okay. Done.
Okay. There you go. Good, good. Yeah, it's I know you're a healer yourself, so it's really we do way more than what we're just saying here. So everything's sort of moving out and clearing. That's what it looks like to me. So let's strengthen your health, your sense of vitality and well-being for everybody. Strengthening that, choosing that, a sense of health, reclaiming your health. It's almost like, yeah, I can be healthy. I can wake up tomorrow and be feeling great. I can be going into the next hour and just totally forget about what I experienced before and I can be well. Okay, just dropping the idea that something has to be fixed. There you go. And releasing some grief. Good. Let's keep that sort of moving on infinitely. Okay, thank you, Walter. Thank you.
Thank you, Rotimo.
You're welcome. I'm going to check quickly with Kim. I'm going to unmute you, Kim, if you have anything else that came in writing. Hello? Kim?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. No, nothing else came in.
Okay. Well, that makes it easier. Thank you, Kim. What I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly go over to Q&A here, and I think I have addressed quite a bit of things. We worked on that. We worked on that. The inner ear, we worked on that. We worked on the gums. Lung infections. Skin conditions. Yeah. Okay, adrenals as well. Okay. Lung, skin, digestion, eczema, all one story, right? Yeah, so let's be at peace with the world and with food. Know that our boundaries are clear, correcting emotions. I'm clearing, especially what I like, what comes to me here in this case is to clear the miasms. These are a word from homeopathy, the deeper genetic stories of humanity, the disease families, allowing that to be cleared. And for everybody here, anything to do with eczema. Okay. Okay, good. Good. So I'm going to move to London, Ontario. Louise, hello.
Oh, hi, Aritima. It's Louise.
Louise, hello.
Hi. I wasn't feeling well, and I had blood in the urine. I went to the doctor, had the testing done, blood work done, and he said that the testing showed that my kidneys are not working properly. I have kidney stones. My feet, ankles are swelling up, and I have hard time breathing. The left side is heavier. If you can give me some support with the kidneys and the heart, one of the heart valves is not working right, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, your heart will be suffers when the kidneys aren't doing their job, right? So I see it mainly in the left side of the kidney. Am I correct here?
I didn't see the results yet. I have to go back and see him then because we just spoke over the phone.
Okay. So let's kind of strengthen the kidneys themselves, everybody's kidneys, adrenals. In fact, they're also related to the bones, right, in terms of in Chinese medicine. And ears. So we're coming back to some of the issues that we talked about today. So anybody who has ear issues or bone issues, we're going to work with the kidneys now. And okay, what I'm getting for you right now, Louise, is to bring in a little bit more light from your soul. It's almost like a self-healing you're going to do. So we're just going to allow that, which has to do with your own faith and trust in yourself that your body can actually get healthier and is not just, I think you have a program of deterioration and aging inside you. Is that true?
I was not aware of that, but if I do, you know, figure it.
Yeah, we'll clear that.
A little.
Yeah.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Yeah. Okay, let's clear that belief that aging is a must.
Well, I sort of, all my grandparents died at my age now, so I'm battling that a little bit. So maybe it's some programming that I have.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So let's... Okay, and there's a lot of jittering going on here in the group suddenly. So we're going to, that's good. That's good. We're always touching on something here. Okay, just continue to clear that belief, which is fear, right? Aging means death, destruction, pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're just going to now, I'm told to kind of wait here for a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, and now bring in your light from your soul into the body, into the kidneys, which is your spirit, and inviting you to be happy, to be healthy, and to have good kidneys, to heal that area, and grinding up these sediments, and strengthening the internal physiology of the kidneys so that they aren't so sensitive to the grinding of the sediment. And I'm going to make some repairs here. You do have some issue in the kidney. We want to do some repairs in the kidneys. And I know there's another person on the call with kidney issues, so we're just going to allow for happy, healthy kidneys. And it's trusting they can repair themselves, they can heal themselves. Good. I'm going to, I don't know if you can feel something, Louise, but the energy feels much smoother now and more fuller in your kidneys. Can you feel that in some way or do you feel better?
My body is settling down right all of a sudden.
Yes.
And my left leg is not throbbing as much.
Okay, good. And your heart, and let's take the pressure from your heart as well.
Yeah, the valve is leaking because of too much of that calcium, I don't know what.
Yeah. And I want you to just put your hand on your heart and just kind of trust your heart, Ken, that you love yourself. You love yourself. You love yourself. You love yourself, and that's it. There's nothing bad inside you. Everything is good. Everything is good inside you. There's not a shred of bad inside you. You are love. And your heart is just blossoming and happy and healthy. Okay?
My hands on it, yes.
You're welcome. Okay, Louise.
Is this all from my legs? Or my ankles are very swollen. Is it from the kidneys or from the heart or both?
It's both, because your heart is not... it's both, because the heart is not receiving the blood in a proper rhythm, and because the kidneys are not supporting the heart. The kidney energy rises up to the heart, and the kidneys aren't doing their job, and the heart is working extra hard, and the kidneys themselves aren't filtering things, so you're going to get edema as well, right?
Right, that's why I have a hard time breathing too.
Yeah, exactly, because the lung, yeah, it's the right side of the heart. Isn't pulling the blood back in, sucking the blood back in from the periphery, that's the word. Okay. So that's why the main thing for you is to, we did some work on the kidneys, but also your heart. Your heart is the center of your heart. And we did this in the last session, to really love yourself and trust and feel safe. That's going to really heal your kidneys as well, support them. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Louise. Okay. We're trying to, in these calls, you know, I wish I had so much more time. In these calls, I'm really getting to for each person that little angle that's just the fastest where we can make the biggest imprint. Of course, there's so many other ways we can also support the situation, but this is just what we can do in a minute here. So we're in Las Vegas now, and it's 7:02. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello?
Yes, hi there. Hello? Who's that?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Yes, this is Petra.
Petra, okay. Hello? Yes, I can hear you. What can we do?
Well, I actually have three problems here. I've been getting these really like warm pains in the end of my toes, once in a while only. And I have this sharp also pain that comes in my forehead. And also it's once in a while, but it's really sharp, and it hurts me really bad. I have some itchiness in my eyes right now, in my eyelids, like an allergy. Mm. And I was wondering if you could help me with any of these problems.
Do you have any diabetes?
I have type 2, but it's not that bad. It's under control.
Yeah, that. But what I'm hearing is that these nerve sensations coming from the diabetes. So we're going to assist now to bring a little bit more to alleviate and lighten this load on the body with this particular issue, and just be more at peace with it and not so stagnated, and clearing electrical, you know, surplus in the nerves. Are you having any of the sharp pains right now, or they're not here right now?
No, they're not here right now. I get them like only once in a while, not very often.
Mm-hmm. And regarding the dry eyes, okay.
There's itchiness in my eyelids.
Yeah. There you go. There's a correction that happened right there. Does it feel a little bit better, or do you feel more energy flow around your head area?
I don't feel that much difference.
Still itchy, you're saying?
Itchy. Very itchy.
Okay. Can you touch your eye for a moment?
Okay.
Bring in some more alkalinity in the body, in the tissues. Like just washing through. A well-being, and also releasing any irritation. You can let go of your eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Does it feel a little bit better?
A little bit better, yes.
Let it continue to flow. There is a lot of flow around the head. Let it continue to release. Drink some water. And the other thing you might want to do is, you know, some aura sweeping. You just take your hands, take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you just sweep. It's like you're combing through your aura and you just comb it out down to the earth. Just, you know, like just combing. It's like you're stroking like about 2 feet away through your aura and just clearing the aura out. Try that. You'll probably release some more of that electrical junk. Okay?
I will. Thank you very much. What about my side of these chest pains that I get on the side of my forehead?
We worked on that. It's all connected. I'm going to go to another person. Yeah, I'll try to do one thing at a time here. Okay. We're almost at the end here. Okay, next person is Wilma, I see here. Hello, Wilma.
Hello there. It's been wonderful. The work you did on the gums is phenomenal.
Oh, you felt that, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God, yeah, for practice the whole core. And the issue I'm calling is, even though I'm older, I've had wonderful muscle tone in my body, and I changed my diet around 10 months ago. And it's like a ketogenic diet, but I went off every grain, and I went off fruit. And really, the body feels wonderful, but in that time, I've lost muscle.
Yeah.
I now have a one-on-one trainer to rebuild my body.
Yeah, because your ratio, I know quite well about this because, you know, I also, you know how to train and what to do with my body, is that you need a certain amount of protein. A certain amount of carbohydrates. If I feel like carbohydrates will actually really puff up, it retains a bit of water. And when I trained a lot and I was having too much protein, I would just then on the weekend just eat like 6 pancakes or something, a lot of syrup. You know, that sounds crazy. But then suddenly my whole body went like within hours, it just looked perfect. So you really want to add more carbohydrates. Your body needs it. You know, you need to, and also your brain needs it as well, right? You need that kind of fast energy source.
I feel wonderful. It's just the muscles disappeared.
Well, but it tells you that something is not right. You feel good now.
I know.
You know, people always say, oh, I feel so good when I eat like this. But what happens 5 years from now? What happens 10 years from now? The long-term effects matter more than just feeling good in the moment. Because we can get this starvation hormone. You know, we have like a natural heroin in the brain, right? It's like the endorphins. It's a survival instinct that humans kick on in the brain, that they feel really good when they fast, because we're not supposed to suffer when we have times of starvation. So we get that high for a while. And it can go on for months and years. And then we don't even realize that we're actually starving the whole time. So
I eat lots of food. So I don't. So what kind of carbohydrate? Because I'm allergic to, flour. I look like I'm pregnant.
Okay, well, I don't know. You have to try it out. Try out what works for you. There's all kinds of carbohydrates, you know, like in different sources, not just grains, right? Yeah.
Okay. So you have to try something.
Is it banana, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it's a banana. Whatever works for you, you know. Maybe it's a particular grain you're okay, and maybe not with the other grain. Maybe the grain has to be prepared a certain way, you know, like in sourdough bread instead of regular bread. You know, it just depends. How is it prepared? How is it manufactured? And there's a lot of little things about that. So, but I would take that seriously. If you lose muscle, it tells you that your body is lacking something. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, would Ezekiel bread be good for me? Because I know that's made differently.
I don't know that bread. What is it called? Ezekiel?
Ezekiel. It's all made from grains that have sprouted. It's from sprouted grain.
Well, that's the whole discussion. But I can say something to that. And I know a lot of people believe in sprouting. I learned that sprouts are actually toxic. There's because the nature creates toxins around sprouts so that they can survive and turn into a plant. So the sprouting thing is a new fashion of modern times, but our ancestors didn't eat sprouts because they know there's toxins connected with that. So I don't eat sprouted stuff at all. So again, something that you want to investigate.
Okay, so I have to do research. And can you work something on my body so that the memory of muscle comes back?
Okay. I think that the body has that still. I don't think it's dead for
okay.
you. Yeah, yeah. It's more like you don't give it what it needs. You change your diet, and that's just the result, you know? So there's no problem. I don't see a problem.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
That makes it easy, right? Thanks so much.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, happy. So this is in San Jose, California. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, this is Sally.
Sally, oh, it's you. Okay, hi there.
Yeah, hi. I'll make it brief. I got a lot of the other healings, so
okay.
things have resolved, I think. But my left thumb is really painful and swollen and has been that way for a few years. So
Left thumb? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a bunion on your left foot?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's open up that central channel for you. And it's also worse in the last few days, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's planet Pluto. Pluto is going retrograde right now. And Pluto is a planet that is I think this is why there was some missiles going on in the Middle East right now, because it's a little explosive as well. It changes things. So let's bring that into better harmony for you, so allowing changes not to happen in such conflict-ridden ways, in explosive ways, in sudden ways, but allow them to be smooth and more harmonious, and we're going to clear any of that excess hidden maybe energy that drives that, which is causing inflammation. Is it in the first joint or second joint?
In the bottom joint.
In the bottom joint. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. There's some clearing. I can feel it. It feels like air to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you sense it?
I feel it. Good. Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's like it's air moving through the joint. That's what it feels like to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's clicking. It's amazing. I'm moving it and it's clicking. I can feel the air moving through it.
Good, yeah. So maybe now just keep rubbing it. Take some coconut oil and just really keep massaging it and rubbing it and just say, come back on board. We're ready to be back on board.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Wonderful. Great healing there. Okay. So this is in Philadelphia. Hello. 215.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ruthanne.
Hi, Philadelphia. Of course, Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thanks. Thank you so much for the call. I guess arthritis and stress from my cervical spine down through my shoulders and through the back of my left shoulder blade. I'm not sure if they're interconnected. But.
Okay. Do you have pain right now or not?
Yeah. And the muscles in my shoulders. And
sort of like a three maybe? So it's like a three, sort of like that?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's building up, or I know it's old stuff too, but the more I sit in meditation, the more.
Okay, let's move some sediments out there. There's like old parts of you in there. So for everybody moving through the skeleton and inflammation, correction. There you go. Is it starting to feel better?
Yeah.
So now I'm going to offer you now to completely release all that difficulty in the body, feeling at ease and spacious and light and such pleasantness in the body, opening that up for everybody. And you're bringing a lot of green now from the right to the left side. There you go, good. Good. Is it a zero even or not quite?
Yeah, it's a zero as I sit here. If I rub it, I can feel it. But,
yeah.
Softened quite a lot in the shoulder.
Yeah. Okay, let's just invite that it's going to remain, it's going to get better and better, and it all is for everybody in the call, that just the whole concept of chronic pain isn't necessary. You know, it's just we need a signal when we you know something's wrong, but
great.
Not to have to continue to suffer, right? Exactly.
Yes.
Good. Okay, thank you, Ruthann. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, and this is... Let me kind of complete this for everybody here. This is still moving through the ethers. Okay, so coming to Joy in Oakland. Hello.
Hi. My issue is kind of like the last one, but most of the time, 90% of the time, I wake up with tightness on my neck and... It feels like my head is swollen, and it takes like an hour for, I can see it, like I can feel it.
Oh, okay, so you got your whole lymph and and fluids. Okay, so let me see here. I'm going to open up the pathways through the temporal bones and through the inner spinal cord, opening up the cranial bones, the spaces. And we're going to release some emotional things in the heart. Did you feel that right there, Joy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, you don't have to... There's pressure in your life. Is that correct, Joy?
On where?
There's pressure in your life. Do you have pressure in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot of pressure. This is what causes this for you to kind of clench up all the tissues, which keeps all the fluids up in the head. So for a moment right now, what if we give over these things to? Do you believe in something? Do you believe in God or something? Okay, would you like to give all your pressures, all the tasks, everything over to God right now?
Yes.
Okay. And you have to really mean it and just say that thy will be done and you do this. And you just are becoming like a child, innocent. And,
yes.
Yeah. That's better. Good, good. Now you're opening up the crown chakra, connecting. And you do pray. I can see it. So there's light above you. Okay, so connecting with that, connecting again. And you might want to spend even, each time you feel pressure, just don't do anything. Just have do a prayer and just go back to that place where you get way more done in that way, okay? Because I can see you can do this. You have a good link to God, okay?
So that's totally different from doing exercise, which a lot of people recommend to me.
Well, you know, it's nothing wrong with exercise, but if the core issue is not taken care of, you can make exercise another pressure that you have to do, then nothing is going to change in your life, right? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, Joy, thank you for sharing. You're welcome. Okay, bye. Okay, I have two more callers, and then we're going to finish up. And this is an anonymous call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's that?
Oh, hi, this is Leah.
Hi, Leah. Oh, hi there.
I have a problem with my breathing, and I actually had surgery twice on my nasal mucosa, and I still can't breathe properly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's especially bad when I lie down. It just kind of closes.
I see. Okay. And if you put your finger, your index finger, on top of the nose where it starts, and you kind of line it up on top of your nose. Is your nose straight, or is it kind of wiggly?
It is kind of straight, but I had surgery only a few months ago, so I think it's still swollen, actually.
It's still swollen. Okay. So that would make sense. You can't breathe, right? So do you want help with the inflammation then, with the swelling?
Yes. And I believe it's not just the swelling that keeps me from breathing, because it was like this before.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think a lot? Do you obsess a lot?
I do.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the problem. There's a homeopathy that I would take. I'm not a homeopath, but I'm just saying I would take. If I had this problem, I would take sulfur, 30 cc. And anytime you feel like you're obsessing, I would take that on my tongue. Okay, that's what I would do. The other thing is that you can also, right now, we're going to correct your channels and the sources that cause this obsessing, which I think have to do with something that's coming through your parental line. Do you feel some kind of relief right now?
I don't feel much different.
Okay, there's a lot of cold energy moving through the space right now. It's very, very deep. And allowing
it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, continue to clear through the ancestral line, through your base chakra. And I'm inviting for Leah's to have the Edan, the Pingala channel, to function properly. And you might want to do something else. You go onto my website. There's a free audio, which is a core meditation activation under book audio link. If you haven't done that, that will help you as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks
for sharing. You're welcome. Okay. So, and we have one more person. Last one, 41789. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi there. Who's that?
That's Sybil from Switzerland. Hello, Aratima.
Oh, hi, Sybil. Nice to hear you. Hi there.
What a wonderful call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We did a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yes. So one of my problems already kind of released. Some of that was a pitchy sound in my left ear.
Okay.
At least it got down some. And I, it feels a bit like my neck, probably due to the intense dentist stuff. My head is not so well on my spine, and the kidneys may be stressed, and I don't know what's all going on that. So maybe you can check on that a little bit.
Yeah, okay, let's move some of the, that tension that's on the upper neck area and head area.
And it's mainly on the left side of the head.
Okay. There you go. Take a deep breath. I'll remove inflammation in the teeth and gum again for everybody and for you. And again, knowing that things that appear so dense aren't always so dense. Okay, there's more healing energy moving through you right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thanks, Sybilla. So, wonderful. Thank you. So, we're at the end of the call. Let's kind of come here together for a moment and ask that everything that we worked on in the Q&A, live calls, and what was written in, allow that to continue to clear and heal and correct. Allow all the resistances, the doubts that come up of the person to fall away and to soften. So we're allowing for healing, allowing for miracles to happen. Moving back through all the calls that we've done four calls together, spent all this time together. I'm very grateful. Thank you for your participation, for making this happen. Everybody taking responsibility for healing and getting better, bringing more joy and vitality to life, doing their part, allowing all that to come into a great integration. tying up all the loose ends. And continuously to whenever you listen to these calls again, and also to any of the elements, the MP3s in the package, to link up with that a blessing, and continuous opening deeper and deeper into what these MP3s can bring into your life, knowing that they are portals to potential, to your perfection. To not limit yourself. To not limit yourself to your age, to the person that you are, to your story. Allowing again to sweep through the ancestral lines, through the density of the body, past life, present life, future life, parallel lives, downwards line, our descendants, allowing to be lightness there, a 5D frequency of pure potential. Increasing more light within you right now. Going to end now on a higher note, on that which is light, knowing that also the bones are light, and that your original thoughts and identifications are causing the body to appear. And we don't have to understand that, just knowing that the more light there is, the more lightness, the more happiness, more well-being. Om Bhu, Om Bhu Vasvaha, Om Tat Savitu Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhu, Om Bhu Vasvaha, Om Tat Savitu Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhu, Om Bhuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaha, Om Tapaha, Om Satyam. Om Satyam, Om Satyam, Om Tat Savitu Varenyam, Margo Devasya Dimahi, Diyo Yonaha Prachodayat, Prachodayat. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful weekend and continue to be happy, joyful, and healthy. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.